Welcome back to Mason Mock Field. Second half just seconds away from beginning here. The Wildcats up 7-3 against the Spencer Tigers. Take you back to that first offensive drive of the evening. The Humboldt Wildcats on their own 29 began and were able to drive down the field. Eventually, Mason Van Pelt, 15 yards, was able to find the end zone with his feet, made it 7-0. Then on the other side, the Spencer Tigers were able to drive home a field goal by Eli Hookfin. That has been the difference so far. No more scoring happened in the second half or the second quarter, and it's 7-3 as we get ready to begin the third quarter of play again. This broadcast is brought to you in part by North Park Family Dentistry, Northwest Bank, WNH Cooperative, Zinnel Roofing and Exterior, among other sponsors we've been mentioning throughout the night as well. Thank you. You are the ones who make it possible here for our broadcast on 97.7 The Bolt. Matt Shear with Greg Wickett here, and the Wildcats about to ready to take the field here for the second half, as both teams huddled up on their respective sidelines. And Greg, here we go. Second half of action getting ready to go underway.
Yeah, I see a few opportunities that we have on offense here with how they're lining up with some things. I think that we are all seeing there when we line up in our strong side, their weak side defensive end plays soft. He's playing off the line of scrimmage, which there's some things you can do formation-wise to take advantage of that. We saw the same thing out of him when we played him in the playoffs, and I think, was that 2001? Somewhere in that neighborhood. They overloaded our H-back side and really played soft on the weak side, allowing our... We ran some quarterback sweeps back that way. We wouldn't run towards our H-back very much, which is where they're overloading it. We're seeing the same kind of things. I just talked to the Humboldt coaches as they came out from halftime, and I said something to them, and they said, we saw the same thing. This is our idea. So they've got some things they're going to try to do back to that side, which I think is smart.
It's been a good half of football so far. The Humboldt Wildcats, led by head coach Derek Ellman. Again, he is in season number 6. He comes in, as we mentioned before, at 32-19 record for the Wildcats. And he's opposed by Jim Ty, as we mentioned earlier, a Webster City native. He played in quite a few games against Humboldt back in the day, and he was telling me about that fall of 86 game. I don't know if you remember that, 1986, when Humboldt...
I was on the team, yeah. I was a sophomore.
It was probably a tough game.
Are we talking about the Webster City game?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
the fumble.
That's where the hatred of Webster City was born for me. That team was incredibly good. I mean, it wasn't because of me. I was only a sophomore, but that possibly was the best team Humboldt's ever had. And we played a Webster City team that was equally as good. And there was bad feelings all week in that week, and we had them. That was in the quarterfinals in 86. They had a kid named Brad Dinsdale. His son played against my oldest son, Mason.
This one's driven back here and will be taken around by Timmer. That is Dylan Timmer, who makes the grab around the 15-yard line, comes across the 20, up towards the 30, just shy is where he get knocked down, in between the 25 and 30 on the opening kickoff, and Spencer Tigers will take over offensively.
Yeah, well, Dinsdale carried the ball every play for Webster City and made every tackle for Webster City, I think, that night. And he did everything. He was an awesome football player. And his son did the same thing in 2015 for Webster City when we played them in the playoffs then. But that 86 game, that is burned into my brain as well as everybody else who was on that team, that we had them.
And Carlson under center here on first down to 10, hands it off to Carrillo. Carrillo works over towards the right hashes, gets about 4 or 5 yards. It's Carrillo, he's been that main feature back this evening as he continues just to move forward. Gage Allen makes the stop. It's a gain of 4, 2nd and 6 on their own 31 here with 11.5 to go in the third. And interesting enough, Spencer will be playing against Webster City next week. And that game is next week for the Spencer Tigers. A little home cooking for Ty. There's a fumble here, bobbled in the backfield by Weston Johnson on the pitch. Believe he was able to pick it back up over on the far side. Got it close to the line of scrimmage, but a miscue there for the Spencer Tigers.
That's got to be the play that we get. That's coming. I mean, there's going to be a big play like that that's a turnover or a big momentum shift. And that's what's going to win this game for Humboldt. You start pitching the ball around like that, that's going to happen. So,
especially with the quick athletes on the field here, things can happen. Just one swift turn. 10:44 to go in the third. 7-3 Humboldt leads over towards the left side. Here's a run for the Spencer Tigers. It's Carlson who's on the quarterback keeper across the 40. Picks up the first down up to the 46-yard line as he splits the hashes working up the middle. And a big third down conversion for Spencer as Gage Allen made the stop.
We played Spencer back in 2015, and the defensive coordinator at the time, Tom Johnson, had come up with a scheme to deal with their option game of scraping our inside linebacker to the pitch man. And we did that, and they pitched one like that that hit the ground just as my oldest son Mason was hitting the quarterback. And Devin Clark, Coach Derek Clark's son, picked it up and took it back for a touchdown for about 60 yards.
First down and 10, it's Carrillo who will take the handoff. He'll move over towards the right side, maybe get a yard as he's stopped by Grant Dielman defensively for the Wildcats.
We almost saw the exact same play develop there a second ago when they pitched the ball in the same kind of scheme. That would have been fun to see.
So second down and 9 on their own 47. Spencer approaching midfield is, again, that third down conversion was huge for Ross Carlson. He's a guy who had battled the injury bug and then not play quarterback at all a season ago. He's at the position now leading this offense as he pitches it into the backfield. He's trying to turn the corner. There's a holding call and hit around the line of scrimmage towards the near side is Miles Robbins. But the entire, you may have heard it in the background, I've never heard a crowd at the same time. That's a hold. It might have got over the speakers here in the radio.
Pretty sure everybody's dad called that a hold from the stands.
We might have to listen back to that. That might
something.
Be a great sound bite. But he immediately called for the hold. Everybody recognized it on this side of Mason Mock Field, the home side.
Yeah, Keegan Grote got taken down for 2 points there, I believe. In the open field right in front of our bench.
Yeah. And won't be counting for points until the winter season. Yeah, so might be showing that in film, you know, when Chad Beeman gets the troops going in the fall.
Yeah,
saying, this is.
Oh, we don't have to wrestle that kid.
Yeah.
We'll have to stick Brody Hendricks on him.
There you go. That freshman, I heard he can move.
He is a good wrestler.
9:24 to go here in the third. Up the middle. Up towards the 45, but spun back around. Carrillo was eventually trying to wrap him up. Nice defensive play.
Keegan Grote getting a little revenge
off
there. That was Keegan.
Yeah, Keegan Grote. And Brody Hendricks had him towards the end here. He said, I'll do you one time better and let me get a two.
He wants to go takedown contest. Brody is not the guy to pick.
Third down and long for the Spencer Tigers. On their own 45. I have to get up to the plus side 44. Third down and 11. Carlson works from the gun. He's got two backs on either side of him. A receiver to the right side. Fumble, and he has to fall on top of it in the backfield.
That's what we like to see, putting the ball on the ground a few times. We're going to get with one of those. Frustrates our defensive coaches when you see the ball hitting the ground that much and we don't come up with it.
That's right. I do want to remind you, in case we haven't heard it tonight because of a lot of runs tonight, but we do have the Hy-Vee sack back in play this year again. Every quarterback sack, Hy-Vee is going to donate $25 a retail value sack of groceries to the Humboldt County Food Pantry for every sack that happens in the box scores. This punt is might have gotten a piece of it. The Wildcats did, but it will get inside the 35 to the 34 as Hookfin was able to boot it. The Wildcats slow to get up. Need some help over on that far side.
They don't hardly pass it enough to get too many sacks on them. But
no, it's the same thing in our opener last year against Webster City with the wishbone.
Very similar.
Well, it's first down and 10. Did want to mention it, though, to get it on the air. Let people know that Hy-Vee sack is happening again this year.
I'd like to see a few here.
I believe there were 23 quarterback sacks a year ago. Now, you wouldn't want it to happen here when the Wildcats are on offense.
Yeah.
And Humboldt here goes back to work offensively. It's first down and 10 on their own 35 with 7:56 to go here in the third quarter, 7-3 lead. Hand off to Peyton Peterson. Peterson tries to create some open space. Eventually is able to fall forward as he gets some help from that offensive line. Maybe gets a yard. It looks like it's second down and 8. It'll be 2 yards after Robbins made the tackle, and there's an injured Spencer Tiger on the field. Well, that's Jack Behrens. Behrens is a guy defensively.
Defensive line.
He's that Mike linebacker. Okay. 26 and a half tackles. He's a 6'4", 190 junior. That's not a guy, if you're the Spencer Tigers, you want to have hurt right now. He's one of those defensive studs along with Carrillo, who plays two ways. The Spencer Tigers are checking him out. He's at least going to get up on his own power, but he is favoring that left leg. So we will keep it right here on 97.7 the Bolt. So he'll walk over towards that far side. So it'll be second down and 8 here on the 37 for the Wildcats as we are in that injury timeout for both teams. So we will take a pause here on 97.7. The Bolt. Be right back after this on KHBT.
Blacktop Service Company has been located in Humboldt since 1967. A family-owned business specializing in road construction, asphalt paving, chip seal, milling, and base work. Blacktop Service has 5 asphalt plants, multiple crews, and proudly works extensively with state, county, and city governments, as well as private customers across the state of Iowa. Blacktop Service strives to be a full-service company operating for nearly 60 years with integrity and quality at the core of their business. Call Blacktop Service Company for a quote today.
Welcome back to Mason Mock Field. The injury had occurred to Jack Behrens. Linebacker in for this Wildcat team, for this Spencer Tiger team. Matson back to pass, throws, completes it to Detman underneath as he was starting to cross over the middle of the field. He's across the 40 to the 41, 42.
That was a really good play call by Coach Elman.
Another injury. That's Garrett Wirtz. That's another one of their featured backs.
If you notice, Coach Elman hit him right where that injury had occurred.
And Wirtz is that backup running back, or that backup, he's that backup back behind Carrillo, but also is behind Behrens at that linebacker position.
He was the substitute that came in for the injured kid. The injured kid's back, the Behrens kid is back.
And Behrens, he was able to get up on his own power. He was a little shaky on that left leg. But the athletic training staff here for Spencer now going to stretch out. It looks like it's another lower body injury.
I will say this.
Here in the field.
In a 3A varsity football game, at this level, Coach Elman called a play that tried to take advantage of where they had just lost a kid, which is a high-level play calling.
And very smart, of course. He was the region coach of the year a season ago. We're joking with him after the Wildcats got that win against Independence a season ago when Greg Thomas was in the booth and said, all right, he's got 2 dome appearances, you've got 1. But he said, I've got the ring to show
Thomas
for
has got
it.
The big one, yeah.
Of course, Greg, longtime activities director.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, he's by the fireplace. Well, not probably not by the fireplace right now, but enjoying. I know he likes to listen in.
Back at the fire pit.
Yeah, although it's a little toasty for one. It's cooled down a little bit.
That doesn't slow Greg Thomas down. Slow him down.
Not much does.
No.
Third down and 2 on their own 43. Up the middle here for the Cats. It'll be close at the 45. Matson kept it himself, and the near side official's going to say it's a first down. Carrillo made the stop defensively, and that's huge. Cohen Manson being able to use his legs. He's looked impressive at that quarterback position. Van Pelt's going to head off. Keegan Grote will head on here to substitution from the sideline. As Manson and company look over to head coach Derek Hellman for that offensive play call, and they'll get ready to go here. First down and 10.
Right, run Cohen on a sweep 45. Here. Watch him to potentially try to get Cohen loose on the strong side, outside.
Looks like head coach Derek Hellman calls a timeout for the Wildcats. It'll be the first one here of the second half with 6 minutes and 20 seconds to go.
Timeout.
Here in the third, 7-3 lead for Humboldt. We'll be take a pause here as Wildcats taking their first timeout of the half. Be back after this on KHBT.
KHBT Humboldt, 97.7 The Bolt, on Open Roads Media Station.
At Humboldt's Hometown Fairway Grocery Store, their employees strive to uphold their company values each and every day by providing fresh, high-quality meat and produce and treating their customers like family while taking pride in delighting them with personalized service, efficient shopping, and low competitive prices. Your Hometown Fairway Food Store is proud of all of our local Humboldt Wildcats and is proud to support this broadcast. So go Cats!
Welcome you back to Mason Mock Field. 6 minutes, 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 7-3 Wildcats. First down and 10 on their own 45. What do you think of your coach?
Well, from what I've seen on their defensive scheme and what I think could be working, I'd be looking for possibly a quarterback sweep out of Madsen, possibly this way.
Well, Madsen will work from the gun here. And he's going to hold on to it, roll out to the other side. Here he goes again on his legs, cuts back over the middle of the field. He's across the 50, onto the plus side. Impressive work there. Looks like over on the far side, Spencer Tiger is going to be slow to get up here.
Yeah, Madsen's slow to get up too. Almost looks like he's cramped. Looks like he's cramping though.
That's Miles Robbins, the defensive end, who's a little slow, and he's still on
the
turf.
That's got to be catching up to these guys. I'm hot up here in the booth. I'm starting to cramp a little here in the booth.
Yeah, there's three or four guys now.
Yeah, it's brutal.
On both sides.
Dew point's up there around 80 right now. Feel like you're swimming down there.
Well, for us, we're just losing a little bit of water weight.
Yeah.
Right? There we go.
Good stand to lose some.
So second down and four would be the upcoming play here on the plus side of the field at the 49 for the Wildcats. Again, the delayed timeout with both teams having players down on the field. We'll take another 30-second pause as they try to water the kids up and get them back after this on 97.7 The Bolt.
Whether you're expanding your operation to meet growing demand, investing in new technologies to maximize your yields, or simply safeguarding your farm for future generations, Bank Iowa can help you take the next step towards solidifying your operation's continued success. So anything you can imagine, let's make it happen. Bank Iowa, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
What the heck is
Welcome back to Mason Mock Field. Electric atmosphere here at the home opener of the 2023 season. Matt Shearer and Greg Wicked with you on 97.7 The Bolt. It'll be second down and four on the plus side of the field at the 49. With the Humboldt offense looking over towards the sideline for the play call. Cohen Madsen, he has used his feet. He has thrown some good balls tonight. Looking the part here in his junior campaign leading this offense. Works from the shotgun as he'll hand it off here to Peyton Peterson. Peterson tries to break one, and he's able to pick up a first down as he works towards the right hash marks, taken down at the 45. It's a first down. And Peterson is grabbing that right knee as he is down, and another Spencer Tiger is slow to get up. And again, we're going to have another.
They're definitely cramping up, both teams. That right there, I think, was the best run Peyton's had all night. He got in, tucked behind his blockers, kept running his feet, and fell forward for the first down. That was old running back coach sure likes the way that one looked.
And Peyton Peterson is getting stretched out down there. In addition, the other one is Garrett Wirtz, who is cramping up as well down on the field.
Well, if these kids haven't
Although
been
Wirtz
getting,
looks to be in a little bit more discomfort.
If they haven't been getting water for the last 3 days, there's no amount of water they can drink now that'll stop the cramping from going on. I know Coach Elman and Coach Dielman definitely preach water intake several days ahead of time to get to the point where, you know, in a first game, you'll see cramping like this. By the second game, third game of the year, you don't hardly see any more. And by the end of the year, nobody's hardly cramping.
Well, it is also probably the temperatures-wise. I don't know if we have a way to go back and look at the history, at least of the temperatures on the first games. Well, but
it is August, usually, so I can remember definitely some first games that the cramping is just terrible.
All I can think about is Claringo for Thousand Eagle Grove kicking off last night with the temperatures, and Claringo Field Downs won that one 49-6, and you can only imagine having to battle with the heat there at Eagle Grove for that home game for the Eagles.
Yeah, but this is plenty warm. I know they changed the cross-country meet to tomorrow. That was a good move.
Yeah, that would have been very toasty to have to do that Thursday afternoon.
I've run in heat like this, and it is no picnic.
So we'll get ready to go here. First down and 10 for the Wildcats on the 45. That's the plus side of the field. 5:48 to go. Here in the third quarter, Mattson will work from the gun. He's got Peterson to his left. Two receivers line up to the left side. Mattson on the quarterback keeper. Runs behind his offensive lineman. He'll get taken down from behind and sent towards the turf by Kane Wyman. He's right around the line of scrimmage. And that will bring up second down, but a Wildcat down on the other side of the field now. Jackson Dodd.
We'll say that.
Is standing over him. I don't know who the player is down on the field.
I hope it's not Corey Detman.
Not being able to identify him. He's getting the leg stretch out. Looks like it's another cramping. Might be a cramp on the far side of the field. Don't want to speculate, but
that's
just what we've been seeing here.
Yeah, that's the part of the field that Detman would have been playing in, and I don't see him in the huddle there. I hope it's only a cramp.
We'll set up second down and 9 from the plus side 44. We've had quite a bit of delays after the game flew by there in that first half. With a lot of running plays, a lot of running clock. But now with the weather and conditions starting to catch up, although it has cooled down, it's a nice little breeze.
There's a little breeze going on now.
Thought right around kickoff, I was kicking myself for wearing long pants, I think I've made the right choice.
I can see a shower in my future when I get home. This is...
Well, just to give you a factor of it, I mean, the weather this week, and finally it's cooling down, but it takes some time to cool down from those warm temperatures, and still got that Wildcat. He's just inside the 45 on the plus side of the field near that far Spencer sideline. And we'll get some help up, and that is indeed Corey Detman, who was getting worked down on that far side of the field there.
The way he's walking, that definitely is my calves are cramping walk.
So we'll get ready to resume here. Second down and 9 for the Wildcats on the 44. But first, it looks like they're going to let both teams kind of recover on their respective sidelines. We'll take a pause here briefly on 97.7. The Bolt be back with more in the third quarter. 7-3, Humboldt leads the Spencer Tigers.
On every journey, you should look forward to peace of mind. Abens Marty Kern Agency and Grinnell Mutual take pride in keeping you and your budget comfortable. That's why they offer discounts for good students, safe driving, and more. Trust them to look out for the road ahead. Trust in tomorrow. For more details, contact Abens Marty Kern Agency, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 515-332-2953 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of the Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Ag Parts Limited has a large inventory of high-quality replacement parts for your trucks, tractors, combines, forklifts, crawlers, skid steers, and more. You work your equipment hard, so when you experience a breakdown or just maintaining your equipment, call your dealer and ask for Ag Parts Limited. Truck and tractor clutches, water pumps, torque amplifiers for IH tractors, and many other spare parts. Ag Parts personnel have experience rebuilding all their product lines since 1976. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. Contact Ag Parts Limited.
From farrowing to finishing, find a full line of forced air and radiant heating products at Hogslat in Algona and Humboldt. We stock more heaters and replacement parts than any other supplier in the area. Forced air heaters and parts are available from igniters and motors to thermostats, hoses, and switches. We also have a large selection of feed system repair parts on hand. We currently offer 120 days, no payment, no interest through John Deere Credit. Visit your local Hogslat store or shop online at hogslat.com.
It's time to get up and experience the easy-pay, small-town America way of doing business with old-fashioned virtues like politeness, courtesy, and friendliness. At Humboldt Motor Sales, take the time to browse through the huge selection of Chevy and GMC. Humboldt Motors believes in a gentler, simpler way of doing business. It only makes sense to buy in Humboldt. Your big country dealer is Humboldt Motors, Highway 3 East in Humboldt, or on the web at HumboldtMotors.com.
Your GM Country Store is Humboldt Motor Sales.
John's Napa in Humboldt is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, and SUV. Hot weather is here. Protect your vehicle with wash, wax, and interior cleaner, filters, oil, auto and mower batteries, and Carlisle tools to do the work with. We will help you get your vehicle looking good and running great. I'm Travis with John's Napa. We're open weekdays 7 to 5:30, Saturdays 7 to noon. John's Napa, Highway 3 East in Humboldt.
Welcome you back to the broadcast here on 97.7 The Bolt. Matt Shear with you, along with Greg Wickham and Jordan Yates, producing for us back in the KHPT studio. Wildcats and Spencer Tigers, a bit of a longer delay as they're trying to get the guys worked out here, and the officials, because of the last three or four plays that have had some time in between, and now the Wildcat fans cheering as both teams are back out on the field here. Second down and 9 from the Spencer 44. The Humboldt Wildcat offense on the field. It is Cohen Mattson to work from the gun. He's got Peterson to his right. Big handoff, throws over the middle. Got a complete in and out of the hands of Corey Detman. I believe that was Detman making the catch. Or almost was able to haul it in, and he is shaken up after that contact. Two players are down, both the players who were involved in that collision.
That was a very fortunate hand that Spencer got in on the ball there.
Actually, there's two Spencer players and one Wildcat.
Detman caught that in stride. If he wouldn't have got that hand in there on the ball, he was going to go for a touchdown.
And Detman's got great speed. He's able to make the grab, and unfortunately there, Spencer just right there and wasn't able to identify who had that hit in the backfield to knock it down. I do see the player waiting for him to get back up, but what a throw from Cohen Mattson.
Yeah, he's able to, thing. He fired that in there on a line, the only line that could be on. It's good to see him having some accuracy. You know, that's one thing this offense counts on is an accurate quarterback. And he worked a lot in the last year or two on his release. You know, he's a baseball player, and sometimes baseball players get a little bit of a funky release when they're quarterbacks. They don't get enough, length on it or they don't hold it high enough when they're going to throw it. And so I know that Cohen in the last couple of years has really worked on his release, and it definitely is starting to pay off. You know, he's throwing a good ball.
They're stretching out the players down on the field. I believe Detman was able to get up and is okay. At least don't see him on the field anymore.
No, he made, Spencer he Tigers.
Yeah, he was able to, and they're still working on the Spencer player who was able to knock it away, and that was none other than on the defensive side of the ball to knock that one free, Miles Robbins.
Yeah, the number one rule as a quarterback on that play particularly is to not throw a lollipopper that they can time and come down with, and that's what he did there. He fired that in there, and nobody could catch it. Better than the defense catching it.
So with the incompletion, the clock is currently frozen at 5:16. Here in the third quarter, still a 7-3 lead for the Humboldt Wildcats, who are on the plus side of the field. But have a third down to 9 to work with now is Cohen Mattson and the offense back out onto the field.
Looks like we got a new tailback in there. Trey Alhamid is going to come in at tailback.
It's been a guy along with Peyton Peterson who has gotten a lot of work at the JV level a year ago.
Yeah, he was one of my guys on the JV last year. We moved him into running back late in the season and impressed us.
Back to passes, Mattson throws over the left side, incomplete, goes right through the hands of Jackson Dodd as he tried to hit him towards the left sideline. Freezes the clock with 5:09 in the third. It's fourth down and 9, and Humboldt is going to have to punt here away with a 7-3 lead. Have to pin Spencer deep in their own end here and let the defense try to go back to work. Carson Rubel, who's been good so far here tonight. Punt wise, we'll go back out and handle another punt here. The sophomore, he was a goalkeeper for that Wildcat soccer team. And showcased the leg on goal kicks this past year. Has a leg on him. As he rolls out to the right, gets under this one as he sends it inside the 20. A fair catch of the 15 by Dylan Timmer. Will set up Spencer deep in their own end. They'll have to go to work offensively against this Humboldt team. Down 7-3.
Now this is where you're going to want Spencer. They aren't really built to go 85 yards fast. So, you know, you got to take some time off. Can't give him any big plays here. Give him a shot.
So Ross Carlson and this Spencer Tiger offense goes back to work. Tigers class 4A. Humboldt was ranked number 8 in the Radio Iowa poll coming in to week 1 here in class 3A. Ross Carlson under center. Here for the Spencer offense. Pitches it over to the outside and wrapped up in the backfield. Ball is free.
There's a fumble.
And we'll see where this ball's going to go. It's a Humboldt Wildcat football in the red zone.
Michael.
What a defensive play. Mason Brown comes away with it.
Yeah.
Huge play for the Wildcats. Inside the red zone in business.
That is what the turnover we've been looking for the whole game. And it's on about the 15-yard line, which is right where you want to get it. That's a big play.
We got another Wildcat cramping up around the 30-yard line. He's able to get back up on his own power. We'll race over towards the sideline.
Grant Dielman there.
And that is Grant Dielman. Those shoulder pads, you expect them to have the neck gear and look like some of those 1980s linebackers back in the day in the National Football League.
Yeah, he got a little Mike Singletary in him.
First down and 10. Ball is on the 15 of the Spencer Tigers for the Humboldt Wildcats. It was a 15-yard rushing touchdown for Mason Van Pelt to give the Wildcats a 7-0 lead before that field goal by Eli Hookfin in the first quarter, and there's been no scoring since that first stanza.
Well, this is a golden opportunity for Humboldt to put this in the end zone. Don't look for him to get too fancy here either.
Back out on the field, it's Cohen Manson and that entire Humboldt offense. They huddle up about 5 yards behind the football.
All right, let's see what they've got here.
Currently a 4-point football game. The Wildcats would love none other than late in the third quarter to add another score. It's been a low-scoring affair this evening for Mason Mockfield. Under 5 to go here in the third quarter. Man in motion from left to right. Matson will keep it himself. He's in the backfield in trouble. Works his way forward. He's able to get some positive yardage before a stalemate occurs about 3 yards ahead of the line of scrimmage. Inside the 15 at about the 14-yard line, it will be second down. And 8 at the 13.
All right, let's see here.
What are you thinking here on second down and long on this?
Well, we'll take a look here. They're giving them a little different formation here. This is what they call their deuce formation, where they run their tight end and H and Z on the same side.
Second down and 8. Matson, fake handoff, throws it left side corner of the end zone. And it is incomplete.
Right.
Falls along that left side.
That is their gift play.
Pass was intended.
That's got to be Jackson
Todd over on that left side.
When they overload with their Z and their X on the same side, what that does is that creates an isolated receiver onto their corner one-on-one. Usually you want that X a couple years ago was like a kid like Jake Heyer that can just go up and grab it off of somebody. And Jackson Dodd's got that same kind of game where he can do that. And they tried to isolate a corner they thought they could beat over on that side and just threw a fade up to him. Almost came up with the play, too.
Matson back to pass, looking, throws over towards the right side. He's got a man, incomplete. Along that side with Mason Brown, but it falls incomplete. Down eight on. Standing at 6'5", 200. He's already made an extra point this evening. Up to 20-23. Good! Splits the uprights!
Had plenty of distance there, too.
That would have been good for maybe 40.
That's exciting to see.
That is, especially you're trying to replace a guy like Trevor Beach, and he's able to split the uprights. 10-3, 3:57 to go here in the third. We'll take a pause. Wildcats up by 7 here against the Spencer Tigers from Mason-Mock Field.
Explore a wide range of quality products to fix, repair, and maintain your home at Ace Hardware right here in Humboldt. They are your local hardware store, and they are part of your community. Shop Ace Hardware for grills, home improvement products, lawn and garden, tools, garage door openers, mailboxes, signs, and window screens, plus so much more. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks and proud to sponsor Wildcat Sports.
Welcome you back to Mason-Mock Field. Matt Scher with you on 97.7 The Bolt. Along with Greg Wickett, Wildcats. We're able to get the field goal there, 10-3 after stalling out around inside the red zone. A 23-yarder by Nolan Gustafson, and that has brought us to a 7-3 lead, or a 10-3 lead. It was able to increase it from a 7-3 lead for the Humboldt Wildcats.
That takes a lot of pressure off of our defense. Now, if they give up a touchdown, it's not such a big deal.
Nolan Gustafson back out to kick this one off for the Wildcats. Runs up, toe hits the pigskin, and he drives this one. And he dropped it back in the end zone, and it will be a touchback. That is nice to have at the high school level.
If Emmitsburg has any other studs they want to send us, that's fine.
Yeah, what is in the water in Emmitsburg, Iowa? My goodness. Nolan Gustafson, he really likes Humboldt. He's been to the state tournament a couple of times with soccer, and I think maybe wants to try it one more time, at least on the gridiron.
That's a huge weapon to have, boy, to kick and touchbacks. That's just one less opportunity the other team's going to have to return it on you.
Well, the last time he was out on this field, the Wildcats had a battle with Newton to get to the state tournament. As he'll get stomped behind the line here on first down and 10.
Cale Bruning,
he's the backup quarterback who's in now for the Spencer Tigers. And Dielman again comes up big with another stop.
Dielman's having a nice game. I'm not sure there's a kid on this field that loves football more than Grant Dielman. He is a football fanatic.
So Cale Bruning, he's 6'3", 170-pound junior. And he's still out there, works from the shotgun. Bruning at the helm now. Three-step drop back to pass, throws over the middle, and it's incomplete. Tried to find a receiver over the middle in Miles Robbins, and it falls incomplete.
He left that thing high. That was a prime opportunity to pick one off.
And to say the velocity on there, you had a little bit of RPMs behind that one.
Yeah, we got a few hands on that one, but couldn't bring it down.
Yeah, last year, 0-for-4 passing. He had 4 carries for 4 yards. Not a lot of action.
I think he just left the game, too. Spencer coaches have seen enough.
That's still Bruning back there.
Is it? Okay. He broke a cardinal rule of football in that last play. Threw the ball kind of late over the middle.
Third and 13, back to pass, throws over the middle, it's intercepted! Keegan Groove picks it off inside the 30 at the 25, and he'll maneuver inside the 25 to the 23. Keegan Groove read that thing like a book and picks it off And Humboldt set up again on the offensive side of the field.
It's good timing. I was just talking about don't throw late over the middle. That's exactly what happened there, and that's what happens when you throw late across the middle.
First interception of 2023 goes to Keegan Grote. He's a speedy guy, but he's got some good hand-eye coordination as well.
Yeah, he's all right. Got to watch him grow up. He lives right down the street from me. As a matter of fact, when a tree in our backyard fell on our power line and lit our house on fire last year, he's the one that called it in. So, a good neighbor, too.
Multi-talented type of guy.
We were out of town and let us know that our house was on fire.
So Wildcats going to take some time to think this one over as head coach Derek Ellman heads out. The timeout for Humboldt. Here we'll leave them with one remaining in the half. 2:57 to go, third quarter, 10-3 Humboldt. We back after this on KHBT.
There's a story behind every smile, and everyone wants to have a smile they feel good about, no matter their age, gender, profession, or circumstances. Doctors Ryan Goodell and Cody Olson provide the highest quality of dental and orthodontic care to you and your family. They provide a wide variety of minor and major services, from orthodontic treatment to both restorative and cosmetic dentistry. So whatever the story may be, they would like to be part of yours. Call 332-3230 today. North Park Family Dentistry. They're going to make you smile.
Welcome back to Mason Mockfield. Matt Scher and Greg Wicker with you on 97.7 The Bolt. Humboldt Wildcats here currently are on the offensive side. It's first down and 10 on the 20 as they run up to the line of scrimmage here. Cohen Manson, quarterback here for the Wildcats. Cats last time they were able to get down the field.
Going to be a rollout flood pass this way.
He rolls out towards the right side, and he'll tuck it under and run. Cuts back over the middle of the field. Cohen Manson spins, and he is eventually taken down near the first down marker. He's around the 10. Is it enough for the first down? Dalton Fickema makes a stop defensively for Spencer. They'll say it's a 9-yard gain at the 11. Second down and one for the Humboldt Wildcats. Cohen Manson has just looked impressive from the offensive side, from that quarterback position here to this evening.
Look for Peyton here. Peterson on a little powered left side, the right side, check that. Madsen could keep it off tackle here too.
Peterson to his left, Manson drops back to pass, rolls out towards the left side. He'll throw it on the run, and it is broken up and incomplete. I think a Tiger might have gotten a hand on that one.
All right. What do we got here?
Yes, it was broken up defensively. There by the Tigers. So that'll bring up third down and one here at the 11.
Humboldt's really close to a first down. They got to go get that first down. Could be something simple.
And set up a goal situation, too.
Low risk. Low risk. Get that first down.
Matson hands it off here. Peyton Peterson works his way forward, and he is inside the 10. First down and goal for the Wildcats as they're able to convert and set up a goal situation here as Peterson able to make that grab. Peyton Peterson with a good run there for the Wildcats. Just exactly what they needed. Did a couple of yards.
Dealman just came out. Limping on his ankle.
You hope that he is okay. He's had himself a big night defensively.
Yeah, he's still walking. That's good.
Back to pass. Here is Matson. He's able to break a tackle. Forges his way forward. And he is at the 7. It's a gain of 1. Second down and goal from the 7-yard line. This will be the first goal situation that Humboldt's had to deal with. Close yardage and being in the red zone, want to convert these opportunities here. It's been a low scoring affair. It's still a touchdown deficit game, 10-3, but Humboldt looking to add. There's 57 seconds remaining here in this third quarter. Matson works from the gun, takes the snap, rolls out to the right. He'll tuck it. He will try to fight for the pylon, and he's tripped up at the five.
Matson on the keeper.
Third down and goal, 5 yards out.
Third and goal from the five.
And the Wildcats here, two plays, have been able to get 2 yards, trying to get to the end zone here. It's third down and goal from the 5 yard line. So they look over to the sideline for that play call from head coach Derek Hellman and company.
What?
Down to the final 7 seconds. And it looks like the Wildcats might be content. No, they're going to take a timeout here with 3 seconds to go in the third quarter just to talk things over. We'll keep it right here on 97.7 The Bolt. Here with a third down and goal from the five. Some thinking now to have to go into this here is it's been the last couple of plays just to go gain a 3 yards over two plays.
Don't do anything too complicated down here. There's a tendency you have sometimes to outthink yourself on the goal line, and I've definitely been there. Generally, if you feel like you're better than they are up front, and I think we are, something simple like just a simple lead. You don't want to keep it in the hands of. I would keep it in Madsen's hands, to be honest with you. He's having a good night. He's running hard. I'd look to like almost like a quarterback ISO maybe.
Do you look at this as two down territory, being inside, being around the five right now?
Field goal put you up, 13. That's a nice number. Then again, you're going to want to stick it in. You're this close. It gets to be a pride thing.
Big confidence booster if they're able to do so. So they've managed one touchdown and a field goal so far. 10-3 lead for Humboldt. 3 seconds left. Madsen takes the snap, throws to the corner. There's a penalty marker out as he tried to find his man in the corner and Brown.
That's going
to
be interference on the defense for sure.
We'll see the official call. It did look like there were some extracurriculars before that ball arrived there in that
pass
right corner.
Tigers.
And the pass interference comes against the defense, and that is huge for the Wildcats.
That's the beauty of that one-on-one play. If you don't catch it, a lot of times you do get a freebie there.
And there are zeros on the board, so this will be a free play before the end of the quarter. One final play here in the third stanza.
If you can stick in a touchdown here, I really like our chances to win this football game. They haven't showed that they can go the length of the field on our defense yet. And they're going to have to with Gustafson kicking into the end zone every single time. Even if we don't score, they're still going to have to go the length of the field.
First down and goal from the 2 yard line. Final play of the quarter. Back to pass, Matson, he's in trouble. He's able to work out of it. He's fighting for the pylon. There's another penalty marker, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown.
That's going to be a hold on Humboldt. This one's going to come back, I got a feeling.
So the penalty marker.
That was a nice run, though.
The elusiveness, but at hold will most likely pull this one back. It's a Wildcats. Matson in the end zone. What would be his first rushing touchdown, and it's a two-yarder.
I think he ran about 60 yards to get in, though.
Well, he put in the work. It's not going to show in that box score.
Little Seneca Wallace in him on that one.
There you go.
There's a reference for you.
Seneca Wallace. Still zeros on the board as the officials talk around after this was a free play. So it is holding its block in the back against Humboldt. So now they're going to have to mark it out again and another play to take place. But this backs up Humboldt.
It's nice that this gives you a little space offensively to operate, too. You got some of your play action passes that look pretty good at this point. Don't be surprised if they look to get Detman loose on somebody or Van Pelt.
So the second play of an untimed down here to end this third quarter. The quarter's still not over.
Yep, the quarter can't end on a defensive penalty.
Well, it's been back-to-back it's defensive and an offensive. Oh, yeah, so now, offensive with the offensive penalty, it is the end of the quarter. So we'll have that play up coming right after this. We move to the final stanza after this on 97.7 The Bolt. The Wildcats leading 10-3 against the Spencer Tigers.
Northwest Bank is your community bank. We offer accounts and services tailored to your needs with the flexibility to grow with you. Hi, this is Chelsea Lindemann. At Northwest Bank, we're committed to our customers and to our communities. We're proud to support our local athletes, coaches, and teachers, and we celebrate their achievements in sports and in the classroom. Best of luck, athletes. Northwest Bank, member FDIC.
Commitment you can bank on.
716 Main is built on a reputation for fresh food, terrific service, and great value. 716 Main, home of the Toolbar in downtown Humboldt, is where you can enjoy everything from pizzas to steak, a juicy burger or fried chicken, pork chops to wraps, and everything in between. There's something for everyone. Just be sure to stop in and enjoy dining at its finest at 716 Main, where you can get all your favorite dishes. 716 Main, proud to sponsor Wildcat Sports.
Welcome back to the broadcast here. It's third down and 16 from the 16. Mattson rolls out, still on his feet. He gets taken down eventually, and it forces the fourth down, but the clock did not run there on that play.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. This is the end of the quarter. The referee just raised the ball ahead of over his head.
Okay, so now is the end of the quarter.
Must have been an untimed down for some rule I don't understand. You know, I coached a lot of years of football and don't understand the rules as well as some other sports. When it comes to enforcement of the rules, I can spot a hole just like our whole stands can. But
interestingly enough, now they will flip sides of the field after. Unless it was a timeout that was taken. But there was no ruling of a timeout. There is none left for Humboldt, so maybe that was the ruling, but no official movement there from the officials to say that was a timeout. So now it's going to be fourth down. We are now at the end of the quarter.
We used all our timeouts. That's interesting. You'd never see that on Greg Thomas's watch. He used to collect those timeouts in a big bag and then try to sell them at the end of the year.
Be interested to see how much you would get for some of those.
Yeah, that was the running joke amongst the coaching staff. You can't take them with you. Well, he tried. Sitting around a bonfire at his house right now with his bag full of timeouts.
Bag full of timeouts.
Yeah. If some people are out there listening, they know what I'm talking about.